our children and our women are our pride. Our men are our backbones. Our families are our lives. We are the people of Syria. Our lives were calm. Our lives were filled with laughter from our families and friends. You destroyed it. You, the creators and supporters of ISIL. Do you know what it feels like to see your men taken away right in front of you? Do you know what it feels like to have your sons beheaded in front of you? Can you imagine what it does to our men to see their women taken away in front of their eyes? Can you imagine what it does to our beautiful and modest women to be taken by these animals? Do you know what it is to live life in fear every day and every hour because these animals may come back at any time? And all the time we asked, why? Why has our lives been turned upside down? Why has thousands and thousands of us been killed? Why has our homes, our towns, our roads, our infrastructure been destroyed? Why has the so-called international community fought so hard to destroy us? Who are we? What did we do? We are people who want to live. We want our children to go to school. We want jobs. We want security. We want clean water and food. We want to get together with family and friends. We want to live life, but you're trying your best not to allow this to happen. And why? Is all of this because of our ideals? Is this because we refuse to remain silent? In the case of oppression, is it because the Syrian nation has stood strong in its support for the Palestinian cause? ISIL has been put amongst us to destroy our peace of mind. This cancer has been created to destroy our lifestyles, to destroy our families, to destroy us. In Syria, we lived together, we played together, we laughed together, we cried together, while sharing the regular things that life brought us all together. But never could we, the proud Syrian nation, could have imagined life being the way it has become. It is this way because our enemies couldn't stand our lifestyle. They say terrorism struck them because of the jealousy toward their lifestyles. But the reality is that terrorism struck us because of our ideals, because of who we are, because of what we stand for. We, the Syrians, stood up for resistance. And we, the Syrians, continue to resist. We resist in the face of your sadistic behavior. We resist your inhumane ways. We resist your twisted mentality. And we resist ISIL and all the other terrorist groups. And we'll do so until our last person remains standing. We will not break, and we will be victorious.